Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 30th day of May, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 76 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and a low of 37 in thunderstorms, and that be the weather. Well, been gone for a bit, so we'll see what we're going to look at. We'll go through the commercial, and we'll see if we're gonna, what we're going to look at.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. I mean, I've been looking through this morning all the different articles that have been put up in the week or so I've been gone here. And there's one thing that they're apparent, that the mountain of fucking, the mountain of outrage, the mountain of tyranny has grown by 100 feet in just those short days. And hell, all we can do, we'll just talk about it, you know, because that's what you do, as you slowly bend that fucking knee until you're down on your fucking knees. You know, during my hiatus here, I talked to a lot of people and from, in different income brackets, from poor to what is considered upper middle class, from 18 to 65. And they all know this ain't no fucking secret what's going on here. And it ain't just on the trenches that you can fucking find it. Everybody knows what's happening. And we're doing nothing a fucking about it. We have the tools to fucking stop this. If, I mean, shit, you know, just going through these things here, the Hunter Biden thing. I mean, Hunter Biden is called out by Russia, by Russian news media, for filming himself in dozens of sex tapes with underage girls while measuring and using crack cocaine. And you can go over to the site and you can look at this. You're looking at little fucking girls. And this son of a bitch is fucking definitely fucking pedophilic. But hey, man, I mean, goddamn, I know that, you know, it was about a week. Nah, shit, it was probably a few weeks before I took my time off here. And somebody's talking about, we're going to indict him next week. And it reminded me of the old days, the white hats and the black hats. Every fucking year, about November, they were, 24, 42 indictments are coming down. They're going to get these people. They ain't going to get shit. And when the other day, I mean, well, not the other day, but a couple weeks before, somebody said, oh, he's getting indicted next week. No, he fucking ain't. I told you he fucking wasn't getting indicted. This is the fucking norm. Look at these little children. Think about that as being your daughter or your grandchild. And this son of a bitch is fucking, he's waiting, giving him crack cocaine and fucking having sex with him. Right on God and filming it. And nothing is being done. Nothing is being done because the people fucking do not, I mean, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you. You know, they talk about the fucking what's been sprayed on us, what we've ate. Goddamn, you know, every fucking facet of the fucking infiltration by the international corporate mafia. Every level of fucking infiltration. They tell you what they're fucking doing. I mean, scientists prove graphene nanobots are in the COVID jabs and are being transmitted from the vaccine to the unvaccinated by the expose. I mean, what? I'm truly at a loss for goddamn words. I mean, we have what it takes. We have what it takes to stop this. Why, and like I said, you know, fucking I've ate the same food you've eaten. I've drank fucking poison ass water pretty much all my life. I've been exposed to the same chemicals that are sprayed on you, probably more. I've had the fucking beams shot through my fucking house, no doubt about it. I don't have a smart meter, but everybody around me sure as hell does. And I sit here and I'm ready. I'll fucking fight right fucking now. What is it? I mean, do I take my family, my whole family, and fucking take and raise the fucking hatchet and then watch, you know, them get fucking killed, every fucking one of them? And then you can put another piece of fucking paper up on top of that mountain of fucking outrage. God damn, look what they did to fucking Henry for standing up for the fucking Bill of Rights, for standing up for liberty, for standing up for freedom, for standing up for fucking truth instead of lies. That's all that would fucking become of it. I do not fucking understand. Where does this cowardice come from? And all the people that I encountered, I mean, it was clan and family, but God damn it, I never talked to one of them that fucking wasn't, kill them before they kill us. Or just keep slowly bending that fucking knee, because you're bending it whether you realize it or not. These Igma graphic bots, nanobots, I read about it. I mean, it's a story. It's fucking 10 fucking miles long. The bottom line is they're in everybody. They're killing us right now. They have killed so many of our fucking people. If we knew the true number, well, we wouldn't do shit. We'd probably shit our pants, but we wouldn't do shit about it. Just like these little girls that I see here with fucking Hunter Biden. I mean, you're talking, goddamn, these are 8, 10-year-old girls? Little fucking girls? Watch that goddamn video. And hey, man, this is... Remember the day when if you got caught with child porn, you got fucking arrested, and you got convicted for distributing or creating child porn, you got a sex jacket, and you did some time in fucking prison? Even under the admiralty? No more. They're declaring their goddamn royalty over us. And we're fucking, I'm telling you, I think about the people at Lexington and Concord. You know, the people at Lexington weren't planning to fight. They were off on a side. The British actually had to take a side detour there to come over to Lexington because they came out because I guess it would have been like an armed protest over there at Mallor fucking wildlife refuge. They were armed, but they were standing there just to support their brethren in fucking Concord where the regiment was headed. But then they came over and confronted them, and the guns went off, and they slaughtered some of them, and then the fight went on in Concord, and then the people fucking got up their fucking nuts, came out of their houses, and started fucking fighting. But They never, I'm telling you, they never endured a fucking smidgen of what we have endured, people. They never endured it. Would they, you think that those people would allow these little girls to be fucking pedophiled by fucking... He's not the president because there is no goddamn republic, because there is no constitution. There never fucking was. It is, this is corporate fucking mafia. Do you think that if the people found out back in them days that somebody was doing this to little girls, what in the fuck would they have done to them? They'd have taken them out and they'd have flogged them to death. They would have beat them to death. We, I mean, I'll tell you what, Hunter is not going to get in no trouble for this. This is the fucking norm. This is what you, this is your new life. This is the reset, people. This is that wonderful life you were fucking proposed. As I talked to people as I, on my hiatus there, you know, it was the same fucking thing everybody had to say. They can't enjoy life no more. Why? Because of this fucking bullshit reset, fucking immoral, fucking abomination of life. This is spitting on the very essence of fucking life on this planet. And people are fucking just, I don't understand. I tell you what, you people who can fucking take this shit, I do not understand you. I mean, like these little girls here. So what's going to happen? One of their daddies is going to go hire a lawyer and sue in fucking the king's court against the fucking, well, the fucking goddamn monarch for the international corporate mafia fucking United States corporation. Is that what's going to happen here? No. This is going to continue to get worse. I know you, I mean, you think that it's not fucking getting so much worse so fucking fast. Take away from it. Don't look at it for fucking a week and then go back and look. And see what the fuck, I mean, we go, when we're broadcasting, we're going over this shit every day. You know, we're talking about the fucking outrages. We're showing the fucking outrages. But just, I mean, it's not like we even need to do it. God damn it. If you don't fucking know what's going on by now, it's because you don't want to. It's because you won't admit that you do. And that's the fucking truth. Whether you like it or not, we're not, I mean... What they're doing, us old fellows, the old guys I talk to, like myself, we're talking, they're, you know, we're dying on the vine here, people. We're not doing anything. We're fucking coming on here. Who are we teaching this shit? These goddamn articles are already put up. They already know. I mean, Hunter Biden, I mean, just this one goddamn thing here. Shouldn't the people be insisting that this son of a bitch be arrested? That his fucking daddy, the fucking goddamn Ukrainian fucking kingpin be fucking arrested and fucking jailed? But they're not going to be, because you know what? It's the king's fucking goddamn play here. This is King Chuck's play. This is what King Chuck's in. This is what I can do to you. I can take these little tiny girls here and I can have Hunter Biden fucking weighing crack cocaine and fucking having sex with these little goddamn tiny little girl. These are, I'm talking little girls. Oh, this one looks, I'm looking at, looks like 8 fucking years old, maybe. These sick son of a bitches. We have no moral fortitude whatsoever, really? Is that what it's come to? Only the fucking, you know, I don't see it because, like I said, I talk to people from 18 to fucking 65. And they all fucking disgusted. They know the pedophilia shit. They're pulling their kids out of fucking school. They've pulled their kids out of fucking school. And they're not going for it. Who is going for this is a handful. But the goddamn media has been, I mean, we had the internet. We had the fucking internet. And that was their biggest fucking, I mean, I don't know. I read about it in Crowley's book, The Great Revealing, that they would reveal everything when the time came that they were going to come and just fucking, I don't know, make us all into fucking slaves, take our fucking freedom away from us, our liberty away from us, our country away from us, our goddamn food away, starve us. Other stories here, man. Day of mourning, 200,000 Palestinian families lose UN food aid by Mariam Humaid. But at any rate, this article goes on. the message Ashia Abu Abid received on her mobile in early May hit her like a thunderbolt. Now, in the first place, she's got a fucking mobile phone, man, because that's more important than goddamn food. But, I mean, her monthly food voucher from the United Nations World Food Program, it said, would be stopped next month. So they're taking the only food these fucking people have. We have watched them. I mean, goddamn it, people. It must be so convenient to be a Christian. Because this is the end of it, man. This is the rapture. All I got to do is wait, and God's going to come down. You know, Alexander's empire, think of the size of that motherfucker. It fucking fell under its own weight. Jesus didn't come down. No angels came down. Nobody came down and beat fucking Alexander's fucking armies and fucking defeated him and crushed the fucking empire. The Roman Empire. The Mongol Empire, the Persian Empire, empire after empire after empire. You know who stopped it? Fucking people. The people finally got down. I mean, to where, I guess, I don't know. Fuck, you look at this shit here with goddamn Hunter Biden and fucking, I mean, these little children. We have no, what will you fight for? That's what I guess my question would be. What will you fight for? Now, I see a lot of people that I believe would fight for their gold and silver. Gold and silver. That makes you one of them. You have acquiesced to the goddamn power of mammon. You fucking bow to it. You would see little girls raped. As long as they don't bother my gold. I don't come for my gun. Well, they ain't going to come for your gun. They ain't going to come for your gold until you're starved out enough, until you'll fucking trade that gun for a loaf of bread. And that's what you fucking people will do. I can tell it right now. I mean, old guys dying on the fucking vine, we should be fucking out there fucking, hey, take some son of a bitch with you. What do you think? At least, I mean, shit. Then that's saying for my own self. Like I said, should I take my whole family? Should I take my whole family and fucking go to war against these motherfuckers? Because I would be absolutely within my rights to do that, because I would be enforcing the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, which is my goddamn obligation and duty and theirs. Actually, not even mine. I'm too fucking old to be fucking pressed into service, but you'll see on the trench, you'll see people ready to fight. They're ready to fight. And they're not all old. And they're not, I mean, there's plenty of fucking young people. It's just, goddamn, it's like nobody can move. It's like, well, when we invaded fucking in Desert Storm, when we invaded fucking Iraq, remember the goddamn, like, groups of Shia, they call them Shias because they couldn't call them Shiite Muslims, which is what they were, because the Shiite Muslims were the bad guys a fucking goddamn year or two before. But the Shia, I mean, just sitting there, just waiting to be picked up, already surrendered, didn't even fire a fucking shell and fight. But I do not feel that myself. I do not feel like sitting there and just fucking letting them fucking take my fucking ass. Do you? And what the hell is happening here, people? It is greed. I when I first started doing this, I was writing for a site out of Australia. And I told them, I told the people right out the fucking gate, man. You know, this is a fight between our numbers and our stolen wealth that they have to use against us. And our numbers should wipe them fucking out, no fucking problem. But then it has to come down because of the way that they went about it, the way the infiltration happened, the way the communists slash fucking fascists slash fucking capitalists fucking... robber baron motherfuckers went about it. There was no place where, I mean, the stopping place, incrementalism from 100 different directions is what we faced. But we had the Bill of Rights. I don't care if they come at us from 1,000 different directions. Each issue, we look at it and look at the Bill of Rights. Is it in violation? Yes. Then then they are committing treason and sedition. They are the fucking enemy. We're at war. We have been at war for fucking, what, 3 or 4 fucking years now. Since this shit started, only we're not fighting. And it can't go on. Either you fucking, I mean, take a fucking knee, man. And you know, I won't, if I died today, I wouldn't die in peace. I wouldn't rest in peace. Because I fucking know that this goddamn, that the Bill of Rights is in peril. It is hanging by a fucking thread. And only, it's not that there ain't the people that would fucking stand up for fucking liberty and freedom. It's the fucking thousand goddamn different fucking factions with their own goddamn agenda. Oh, I like all of them but one of those Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is the fucking body of law. Every fucking article in it depends on all the others. That's all there is to it. It is a body of law. It is our common law. It is our fucking jurisdictional authority over these United States of these Americas. It can't be changed. You change so much as a comma, you destroy the whole thing. They know this. They know what the goddamn, that we have the fucking goddamn remedy to this. We've had it all along. And had we started fighting for this remedy 30 fucking 40 years ago, when people started making money off of this goddamn catastrophe, once they had found out what was really fucking going on, fuck, I don't know, maybe we would have. I mean, if I was 30 right now, I'd be out in the fucking field. I'd be living out in the fucking woods. I'd be a goddamn gorilla. I'd be fighting these motherfuckers. But I mean, they just fucking come in and just swooped it all up without firing a fucking shot. And then look at you with contempt as you sit there with your fucking pistol on and your fucking rifle on your back protesting. That'll get a man protesting. You think that's going to stop old Hunter Biden from fucking screwing those little girls and giving them fucking crack cocaine? Good God. What has happened to our people? Well, for one thing, you had the goddamn infiltration of fucking every fucking country from around the world, starting with George Bush bringing 40,000 fucking Iraqis over here. You know, and fucking our people are not, I told you guys a long time ago, the first time I heard it, that our people don't have a culture. Our people have a fucking culture. Yeah, our fucking, and that's what this is fucking attack on our culture. They get all of these, they've probably got us out fucking numbered by now, people, because I've heard nothing about that stopping that fucking flow from across the fucking southern border. And they have fucking trained troops, I mean seasoned troops from Afghanistan behind our lines. If we went to fight, I mean, these son of a bitches are already hardened fucking goddamn soldiers. I mean, we're going to have to get off our fucking asses and fucking go step up to the fucking hazard or fucking give up. That's all there is to it, because that's what we're doing is giving up. If we will not exercise the power that we rightfully have to fucking put an end to this goddamn abomination, we deserve it, I reckon. Do our children, do all deserve it? Hell no. Do most deserve it? Hell no. Most of the people that fucking in this country are decent fucking people. But a handful. I mean, and they are the ones that have prospered. I mean, oh, and man, they love to tout the name of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. They love to tout it. They love to fucking tout it. But tell me this. What kind of a God rewards fucking evil and punishes fucking good? Ad nauseum. In your face. Huh? Are you going to wait for the rapture? Is God going to come down and take care of this for you? Or are you going to get off your dead fucking ass and give her a go? Because I don't see it happening. I mean, I'm getting so fucking sick and tired of fucking coming up here and just outrage after outrage after outrage after outrage after outrage after outrage. There's a pile big as Mount Everest, bigger than Mount Everest of outrage. We got to keep the moral high ground, though. Yeah, keep the moral high ground straight to hell, because that's what you're on. You're on the moral high ground headed straight to fucking hell. No God's going to come save your fucking ass. As an individual, it is your goddamn duty. Fuck you. It is your duty to fucking to secure the future for your fucking progeny. Do you want your fucking little girls to be with Hunter Biden doing cocaine and getting fucking raped by this sick fucking pedophilic piece of shit? And then they're talking, you know, they're talking about these nanobots, and every, you know, I tell you, I believe all of us have this shit in us. We cannot not have it all in us. It's to what degree you have it in us, in you. If you went and took the shot, man, you got a boom, you got a dose. And that's not good. If you took two shots, I mean, the more shots you take, the more apt you are to drop dead from it. But all of us are infected because of the fucking shedding. There's no way you could not be. That's why they had to open all borders. I mean, in a true pandemic, you would close every fucking border, even to close the borders of the fucking counties and what might have you, to stop the fucking spread if it was true. But it was this pandemic was created. There's no such thing as COVID-19. They're fucking sitting in these labs right now, making the next goddamn sickness that they're going to, oh, that's a variant of COVID, don't you see? People just naturally stay sick the rest of their lives, no matter how old they are, as they want their children being pedophiled, as they want their children go. Why do you people put your children in these fucking schools? You come on here, you come on the fucking net, and I get your story, and I get it, and I read it, and your child was fucking, I mean, goddamn, exposed to fucking sex change drugs without notification and what might have your, I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he said that one of his friends' kid, he'd been bullied in school. I mean, this guy's an old friend. And he said that they told him he has to go take a class to learn how to deal with being bullied. I mean, when you were growing up, when I was growing up, the way you dealt with being bullied is you fucking fought. That's what your parents told you. You don't let people push you. You don't let people take your things away from you. You be a good person, but if somebody fucks with you, you fuck back. And you hurt them, and you hurt them worse than they hurt you. And that was the fucking, that was just the way things were done. And hey, man, I mean, it was, we were under admiralty. We were born into fucking communism. There ain't no way for us to get fucking past that fact that we were fucking born into this shit, that we had been betrayed fucking generations before us and generations before us. Like I'm sitting here now at 61 years fucking years old saying I'm dying on the fucking vine. Well, am I going to just die on the fucking vine? And well, what the next generation, but they can't, how could you take it? What more could they fucking do? Well, I don't know. Why is everything gay? Fuck. Oh man. And you know, I watched this, this is exactly mind control looks like, and they show like 24 different fucking stations, exact same fucking words. I mean, this is the Ministry of Propaganda. When we were first talking about this stuff, we were told to put, you know, to take our 10 hats off, and fuck. And now, like I said, this is more like what I seen read in fucking Aleister Crowley's book on, you know, when he talked about the Great Revealing. They have revealed themselves. Now what the fuck are you going to do about it? Nothing. You just sit there and fucking take it. I mean, there are those among us. They came to our fucking door. They're getting shot. We'll fight out of our houses. But God Almighty, this thing with that Hunter thing, that really got me. I watched that damn thing. If you want to go over there and watch it, man, it'll make you want to fucking, it'll say, you do it and you tell me why that son of a bitch is fucking, why he isn't under arrest, and then I'll tell you why he ain't under arrest, because there is no fucking law. The only law there is the fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and it is up to the individuals, the people, as individuals to enforce it, and the people are negligent in their fucking duty. Is it out of cowardice? I say, yeah. I say it's out of cowardice. But then is it out of cowardice? Why are people cowardly? What happened to our fucking people? Multiculturalism. That's what happened. I mean, what the hell did they call it? Political correctness. That's what happened. Political correctness wasn't really fucking attacked until we put up the trenches. And then we started saying, fuck this shit. Fuck those Jews. Fuck those Zionist son of a bitches. This is what they're fucking doing to us. They're destroying us. Now get off your ass and fight. But if nobody fucking fights, I mean, I've seen it. Oh, man, I've seen it. I've seen what's supposed to be militia. I've been in fucking meetings and seen all the guns and all the fucking nomenclature, all the bullshit, okay? I've seen it. And I've seen these people talk and talk and talk. And then one of them gets arrested. One. Just one. And they all fucking go and militia no more. No, they go out and they all get to pool their money because they got fucking money. Because come to find out the guy leading them, well, he's the next lawyer, don't you know? Next esquire. And they go out and they get a piece of property off the grid and they're fucking, now they're sitting there waiting on the fucking rapture. What the hell did you buy those fucking guns for? Yeah, I mean, did it take a rapture to stop fucking Mongol Empire, the Chinese, every fucking empire in the history of this fucking world? When it fell, it didn't fall because the fucking God came down and did it. It was because people fucking did it, wasn't it? Or am I missing something here? Because there is no record of it, of a God coming down and saying, no, this is unacceptable. This is debauchery. This is fucking abomination. I will not stand for it. Oh, what, if you look, Henry, in the Bible, you go back and you see the great flood. Fuck you. Fuck you. When the goddamn polar ice caps melted, you goddamn right, there were inland oceans and everything else. You can find shellfish fucking skeletons in the goddamn rocks in the desert. Of course you can. But there was no great fucking flood. And it didn't wipe people out. And God didn't fucking do it. When every civilization that has been wiped out, and I mean not every civilization, I mean every empire that has been wiped out has fell under its own fucking weight, as this one will do eventually. But God Almighty, what's the price? They're fucking with your DNA. That makes you not even human. I mean, you talk about, you know, how we're above the fucking animals. You know, and I was watching a fucking commercial, man. Someplace I was at, the TV was on, and this commercial comes up and they're talking about their babies. And it's saying, oh, you can do your baby like this. And they're dogs! You see? They got people who fucking put the rich man's dog above the poor man's fucking child. They're talking about dogs! Now, did you bring the fucking dog up to the level of a fucking human child? Are you trying to bring the child down to the level of a fucking dog? No, dog lovers can do what you fucking want. Hate me if you want, but it's the goddamn truth. Human fucking life is what we're talking about here. And people fucking, I mean, I know plenty of people that are just like that. I mean, this, hey, he's a member of the family. We had a dog when my kids were growing up. It was a fucking lab, and it was a working dog, and it fetched probably more ducks than any dog in this fucking county, and geese, and it worked. It was a fucking, it served a purpose, and it was the family. The kids loved it, and it loved the kids, and it was nice to have a dog, but I don't put dogs above humans. I just don't do it. You can't start, see, that's how you start down the fucking road to perdition, people. Now, these people who are talking about their babies holding these fucking, and, you know, they're carrying them in stores and shit. It started out that, service dogs, like for blind people and what might have you. They could bring them in a store, which, I couldn't, you know, a blind person, if you don't have somebody to lead him, he needs something. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. But now I see in fucking, I can't remember what store it was in. These motherfuckers had a goddamn pit bull. I mean, a monstrous pit bull with the goddamn spike collar on. And they got it in their, you know, down the fucking aisle. And I told Laura at the time, I said, that motherfucker come towards me, I'll butcher it with this fucking knife in my pocket. But, I mean, people bringing dogs into the store where I get my food. I don't like that. That is not fucking sanitary. That's not how you fucking do it. And dogs are not people. But I guess if you're willing to bring yourself down to the level of a dog, they'll accept you at the level of a dog because you'll sit, you'll lie down, you'll roll over. And if they fucking get tired of your ass, they'll just put a fucking pill in your head, huh? But this is what we have done. We have allowed ourselves to be brought down to a level where we'll watch this goddamn film of Hunter Biden with these little girls and do nothing. and nothing will be done to this son of a bitch. And you know it. And you know what they're, you know that that's just one facet of the 100,000 fucking abominations they commit every day. And we sit here and die on the vine. The people who fuck them.
What about them?
Go ahead.
What about the cop dog, the king's dog?
There you go.
I like the story. If you, in 1913, that Jew factory owner married that, I mean, killed, raped and murdered that 13-year-old. Mary Fagan was her name. And when it went to court 2 years later, got sentenced to death. And then when in the prison, the damn governor commuted the sentence. Well, a mob of 25 guys that broke into prison and hung him.
Well, yeah, people used to have moxie. I don't get it. People, when they were denied justice, took it. Now they I don't know. I mean, this is truly fascinating to me. I know how I feel. I can only account for how I feel. And I'm ready. I'm ready to fight, kill, and die right fucking now to enforce that fucking Bill of Rights, to enforce the law of this fucking country. I know a lot of people that are. But we, I mean, what do we do? Just, to, I mean, fuck say, let's meet up in fucking Albuquerque. I mean, how in the fuck you go to the next step? Because they're not going to attack our fucking houses because they know that definitely will start the guns going off. So
those damn Christians that say, oh, you got to give the Caesar what Caesar's. They always quote that shit saying, you know, you got to do what the government says. That's what, you know.
Yeah, give unto Caesar what is Caesar and that unto God what is God. But then tell me this. Did Caesar fucking create you? How does Caesar own your work product? I thought you belonged to God. You must belong to Caesar. And Caesar must be above God. I mean, that argument, that's fucking, I think the Romans or whatever in the fuck it's in. Romans 13. I mean, think about it. I mean, think about it in logical fucking terms. What is Caesar's? Caesar? I mean, no, besides, how did you become Caesar's? You didn't. If you're God, they say, I'm God's child. I'm God's child. But you're paying Caesar and saying that you have to pay unto Caesar what you owe him. Why do you owe him? Why do you owe him the fucking fruits of your fucking labor? Why do you owe the fucking government the fucking fruits of your fucking labor? Not the government, the fucking corporation, the fucking goddamn mafia. Why do you owe them? You don't. They didn't create you. They didn't create the wealth you created. They're just fucking taking it from you because you're too big of a fucking pussy to stop them. And that's the way it's going to continue. And it's only going to get fucking worse. Every fucking day, it's going to get worse. I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm sitting in amazement, and I'm thinking to myself, because, you know, fucking, I'm a strong fucking man still, but I can tell I'm not strong as I was when I was 50. When I was 50, I wasn't as strong as I was when I was 40. When I was 40, I wasn't as strong as I was when I was at 30. When I was 30, I wasn't as strong as I was at 20. And every day, fucking, you know, you lose a little bit more. It's called fucking aging. It's a natural cycle of life. But the people who are going to, I mean, are we just going to just die on the fucking vine and then just leave? I mean, God damn them for leaving this to our generation. I mean, I guess the great revealing was for our generation. But the generations before us, when they took the gold, when they took the fucking gold and they didn't have to take each and every individual free sovereign national into a fucking common law court as an individual to take his fucking gold, that should have been a tip, don't you think? When Lincoln gave the goddamn order for martial law, did anybody go say, hey, wait a minute, that ninth article says he can't have that kind of fucking power. He doesn't have that kind of power. This is a violation of the people's fucking jurisdictional authority. Take off that gray. Take off that blue. Put on your fucking clothes. Let's go to wherever these son of a bitches are on either end of it and start hanging them bastards. It should have stopped then. All down through the ages. I mean, one outrage after another. Manifest destiny. Somebody said it. I mean, and you know, all the purchases and shit. Well, the taking of this country from the people that lived here. They act like nobody fucking lived here. I discovered something. Yeah, that's like somebody coming down the street and looking at my house. I discovered your house. Get out. Because that's what it fucking was. That's what it's always been. Greed. I know that's at the root of it all. Greed. Nothing but fucking greed. And goddamn, and one fucking, the people that are fucking, that know a little bit, they'll sell you some gold and silver. Well, let me ask you this. If you're going to let Hunter Biden screw these little children, are you going to, you'll fight to save your gold and silver? Yeah, you'll fight to save that? No, you won't. They'll come and take it from you like nothing. You won't lift a fucking finger because you're fucked. I don't know. I cannot tell you why you're cowardly. I mean, I've read a lot, you know, about plastics and shit, and I'm sure it all fucking working to kill me right now as I'm talking to you. The spraying, the fucking the water, the fluoride, goddamn name it, man. We've been poisoned 1,000 times over. And I'm sure it's killing me right now, but it doesn't kill my fucking spirit to fucking fight when I see little goddamn children being fucking raped. Goddamn on videotaping it. Rubbing your goddamn nose in it. But oh, fuck, you know, we'll get them at the next election, guys. See, we'll get them at the next election. Wait, elections. There ain't no fucking elections. And anybody that preaches that shit is a goddamn traitor to his people. He's a traitor to himself. He's a traitor to liberty and freedom. He's a traitor to justice. You know better. You fucking know better. It's like the storming of the White House on February 6th. Oh, my God, the goddamn coup, that goofy shit that was fucking all set up and fucking run by fucking the goddamn FBI. And fucking, I mean, the whole fucking Marianne, that's how they took our goddamn, that's how they took Capitol Hill. That's how they took the White House. That's how they took the Congress. That's how the communists fucking occupied the fucking goddamn highest seats of power without fucking goddamn, what was the resistance? One fucking unarmed woman shot? That was the resistance? What was your fucking plan? Who made that fucking plan is what I'd like to know. What was the fucking plan there? What were you exactly, were you going to do? If you were serious, it's just like all of these fucking protests, man. You can go clear back to Bunkerville and... But Bunkerville is the only one that's an exception because you had some guys show up there who weren't a part of the phony fucking Tory-ass militia. They were just guys who were outraged to see women being beaten in the goddamn streets. And they came out there, 500 of them, and they run the motherfuckers off. And that's who they tried to trap out at Mahler and kill. Is it the only, I mean, God, we've had plenty. This shouldn't have happened in the first place. Our ancestors, I mean, goddamn, you go back, clear back to goddamn Lincoln's time, they should have took care of it right then and there. They could read and write at a third grade level. They understood what that document meant. They understood that son of a bitch did not have the power to fucking negate that fucking document. It says it right there in the ninth article. He didn't have the fucking authority. And the fucking, even their Supreme Court of the day were fucking writing out goddamn arrest warrants for him when he had them arrested. Doesn't that sound like kind of like a coup? And it's never been lifted. It has been incrementally fucking put more shit in place, more shit in place. Then the 14th fucking amendment. All you born and naturalized in the United States are citizens. Boy, you just went from fucking being a free man to a goddamn subject, didn't you? Fuck, nobody fucking noticed that. Nobody caught that. Nobody did a goddamn thing about it. Well, every time they went to do something, you know, to steal more rights, during a world war, World War One, they stole. I mean, when the guys came back from overseas, they were like, "What?" They said they'd come back to a different country. Same with World War Two, they thought they were doing the right fucking thing. They didn't. I mean, goddamn it, not that they shouldn't have known. I mean, you had goddamn what the hell was his name? Gracie, can't think of his name. The one that did the Lend-Lease program, but took fucking filing cabinets in front of Congress showing
Major Jordan Racy.
Huh?
Major Jordan Racy.
Major Jordan Racy, yeah.
Racy Jordan, one of the other, yeah.
Yeah, one of the two there. But, I mean, he took the fucking evidence in front. I should have told you right then, you had no representation, did you? I mean, there's nobody going to convince me that the majority of the people out here are having fun right now, because they're not. Even the people that have the wherewithal where they can go places and do things, they're not having fun. They don't want to go nowhere. It's all fucked up. And they've done this in the course of it's been 3 or 4 years now, this May, since that phony ass fucking COVID, they took the fucking common cold and fucking they're trying to take over the goddamn world with it. And people, I mean, we have the goddamn means to stop them. We have the authority to stop them. I mean, I thought it was just a matter of fucking, you know, people finding out what their authority and what their fucking power was, and they would step up to the hazard and fucking protect their children, if nothing else. But that's not what I'm seeing. You do have the authority to shoot these motherfuckers down dead. Kill every one of them. You're in a war. And you're not fighting it. Our people are dying by scores and not firing a shot back. What went through the mind of the person that was back in, you know, 1775? I mean, the ones that when he went out the door, when he had his 10 kids there running his farm, and he took his two oldest sons with him, and he kissed his wife goodbye. What was going through his fucking mind? He's not taking what fucking belongs to me, and I'm not going to be their goddamn subject. And that's what the war was fucking, the uprising. It was an uprising. It wasn't a war. And as soon as the aristocrats who were implementing the goddamn tyranny for the king saw that it was unstoppable, well, they stepped in. We have a Declaration of Independence for a new country. That wasn't about a new country, motherfucker. It wasn't about you being a fucking goddamn king or a goddamn lord over the fucking people. It was the goddamn uprising was over rights, individual free sovereign rights, the rights of a man to fucking keep what he fucking makes, the rights of a man to have a fucking life, the rights to do what you want to do as long as you're not bothering nobody else. That's what the fucking war was about. But when the sword was surrendered, it was surrendered to the fucking owners of the private army, because that's what the Continental Army was. Whether you believe it or not, because it was privateers. Washington, when he first went to Massachusetts, he fucking took out his own fucking wallet and he brought 1,000 men with him, put them on his goddamn roster. That was his soldiers. That's why when the goddamn sword was surrendered in Yorktown, it was handed over to the goddamn fucking son of a bitch who owned the goddamn troops. God damn it. Were the people that stupid back then? They were a lot of them joined, you know, when the war got really going, they joined on the promise of 360 fucking acres. And when it was over, well, we got to take that and sell it and get our money back. And they fucking didn't kill them. They didn't fucking kill them. All they did was trade one fucking tyrant for a bunch of fucking tyrants. And fucking here we are today. And you had the anti-federalists there screaming it. Just like we're screaming it on this goddamn broadcast. No, you can't let them do that. No, this is what they want. They want you to be a slave. Everything that your ancestors fought for, they want it gone. They don't want you to have rights. They want you to fucking avert your eyes when you pass them. They want you to step off the fucking sidewalk into the mud and bow your fucking head as they go by. Well, I ain't doing it. I'll never belong to anybody. We'll be right back. Maybe. Be right. Come here, you son of a bitch.
Be alive. Criminal. There ought to be
Thank you for listening to PDFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:58 Pacific Time, and that was Sega with Snowfell, and you know, talking about the German retreat and the takeover of Europe. We have to help the Americans for the fucking communists to preserve international communism. Because that's what the fucking Germans were fighting. They were fighting fucking communism. And I have nothing to do with fucking fascism. I hate fucking fascism. I hate all isms. I fucking am an individual, free, sovereign, national. I have a right to goddamn my liberty, my goddamn freedom, my right to a fucking currency that isn't a debt attached, my right to my fucking heritage, my right to my fucking goddamn inheritance in this country. But I'm telling you, when you look at the enemy anywhere you look, it's INC, Incorporated. This is corporation. This is the corporate fucking attempted takeover of the fucking world. And somebody, I was reading this thing, and said, trying to make this look like a little world. And it ain't a little world. This is not a little world. This fucking planet is huge. But damn it, if people cannot fucking get the courage. I mean, is life okay with you if you got to live it on your fucking knees? If you got to crawl? If somebody wants to fucking violate your family or, you know, one of your children or maybe one of your dogs, is that okay with you as long as I get to live another day? I get to live another day. What kind of fucking life is that? A life of misery is not a fucking life, people.
It's insanity.
Yes, sir, it is. It is complete insanity. Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Henry, I wanted to say welcome back. Your voice was certainly missed. It's good to have you back. And, you know, listening to the broadcast today, I see, like I'm looking at myself as a trencher, and I see it's been established there are many that are ready to go, ready to fight. And, you know, we call ourselves the unorganized militia, and as you say, we are leaderless, you know, and that kind of gives me a feeling, okay, there is a front line there. They're there. They're ready to do what needs to be done. And then, you know, I always add each decides his or her moment of engaging, even with all the horrible atrocities we see. And I heard someone saying, you know, when you talk to people and tell them about what's going on, you have to learn to weed out the coward and see who's standing where. And then that made me think we each have to weed out the coward in ourselves in order to be more ready. And while we are at this point right there, you know, I still see some incredible positives in terms of the numbers that are growing. And a major thing is happening between black and whites coming together. And that to me can cause the thing to really expand and cause more people to get on board. And the last thing I wanted to say was, you know, I took a road trip this weekend, and my husband and I, we listened to Article 9, your talk on Article 9, and I just want to recommend it to anyone that is listening, because it covers so much of what we're dealing with right in this very moment. And even though you did it a couple years ago, it is so current and so urgent. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you for listening, Henry.
Good to hear from you, Galen. Yeah, you're right. I mean, like I said, I talk to a lot of people from 18 to 65 to in all income brackets, from poor to upper middle class. And it ain't like it's an ignorance of the people. And it ain't like the people ain't fucking ready. And they don't, I mean, they got guns and they're ready to fight. It's, that leader thing, you know, that's how they have kept control for so long, is that anybody steps up to try to build a resistance as a leader for the, if there's three of them, two of them's FBI agents. I mean, that's why it's such a shit fucking way to have to start to get in this fight fucking going, because we can't pick our leaders until the fight's already on, because you don't know who to trust. Me, personally, I'll follow the guy that's getting the least people killed and killing the most of the enemy. But we can't just keep on sitting here. And I mean, like tomorrow I'll get up and I'll get the articles out and I'll look through them. And what do I want to talk about? We know what the hell's going on. I mean, we can just, discuss nanobots and the fact that they're going in and changing our DNA. And then we can go through that story, take the paper and put it on the top of the pile of the huge mountain of, bigger than Mount Everest, outrages and complete violations of our law. And we can look at Hunter Biden. God, you don't know how to eat my ass up. Looking at one, I know you've watched it. I know you watched that video. And if you can watch that fucking video and not want to fucking kill these motherfuckers, there's something wrong with you. That's all I can say.
But Henry, I totally agree. I just wanted to say that you're still making a difference. It may seem to you we're going to get on here and talk again. It just may be the next thing that, brings us to Lexington Green, so to speak. I feel my old saying has always been every effort is worthwhile, and every effort is better than none. So
yeah, doing something is better than doing nothing. I have to agree with you there. And we've made a difference. The trenches have always belonged to the trenchers, and I haven't done this by myself. It is the people that have come together, the people that will step up and say, "Fuck you, I will shoot you, son of a bitch. Come fuck with me." And those are the people that have pushed, where they would have shut them down and stop them from talking about the Bill of Rights. I mean, this is about the Bill of Rights. This is about our law. This is about the written, ratified by the people's representatives, elected by the people, law of December 15, 1791. It's plain and simple. This is your freedom. They handed it to us. Here's your freedom. If you can back it. We had to back it. They had to back it. They went out and goddamn with rags wrapped around their bloody feet, sticking goddamn German mercenaries with pikes, fighting in the goddamn ice and snow. I mean, God, if we were the temper of those, if we had the balls of those people, my goodness. But then again, you got to consider that was only 3% of the population. But I'm sure there was a lot more people backing them up than was known. But in any case, it's what really is the problem is the people out there who, like I said, you would watch this thing with Hunter Biden. Then you'd want your own child. You won't fight for your children. And then I see the people that, gathering, we'll build militias to guard our gold and silver. I mean, come on, God damn it. Gold and silver. That's their tool, isn't it? Our tool is supposed to be our morality and our duty to that Bill of Rights. All we got to do is come together on that one fucking page, but these people are not going to do it because the gold and silver mean more to them than their own fucking children. And that's, I'm going to say it. That's the way I feel about it. They're fucking cowards. They're insane because they're not going to get to keep their fucking gold. If you fucking do not stand, you think I'm going to come and fight for your gold and silver when you won't fight for my goddamn rights and the rights of those little girls that are being fucking raped? Because it ain't going to happen. I'm not going to come fight for your fucking gold. I'll come take it away from you and put your ass in the goddamn ground. Sorry, go ahead.
You reminded me of an old quote. I forgot who said it, but when will the people understand that you cannot eat gold and silver?
And you can't hold it like a child. And, I had my grandchildren. I got a new granddaughter. She's a year old. And to hold her and watch her and play with her and stuff, man, she's worth more than any amount of gold or silver. All my grandchildren are. All my children are. People are supposed to, like when I talked about dogs, how far will we be drugged down? Where we kill each other over gold and silver, but we won't fight for our fucking children? Those are children. They're innocent. They've done nothing. They can't even, talking about giving them sex change, teaching them sex education in kindergarten, But the little guys can't even, I mean, they can't even understand what's fucking happening to them when some sick son of a bitch like Hunter Biden gets a hold of them and does these fucking things to them. And those children, do they have parents? What are the parents? I mean, goddamn, I would be going, if that, you know, was one of my grandchildren or something, I would just pick up a gun and I would see, I might not get clear to the son of a bitch, but I would be trying to get clear to the son of a bitch. And I would die trying to get clear to the son of a bitch to put a bullet through his fucking goddamn sick head. He is a rabid dog. And this whole thing is being perpetrated by a fucking handful, people. By a handful. A handful are doing this to us. And it's only because we let them. There's no other explanation.
And that might be the litmus test of the moment. Who will stand for the children? And who will look the other way and protect their own holdings and comfort. And, you know, and that Hunter Biden thing is backed up by all the corporations that are on board, Target and Lowe's and Budweiser, all of them pushing the children away from natural life. And so it's a very big thing to confront, but confront...
Not really, because they're not that many. We outnumber them. I mean, the corporations, these robber barons, they're like with 280 of them, and they're doing this to us. They're allowing this shit to go on. I mean, America is looking at Hunter Biden. You've seen the video. Those little girls, I mean, they look like 8-year-old girls, little 7-8-year-olds. Yeah.
Yeah. But what the corporations, you know, running the television are influencing all these other minds. And, you know, I feel more like the people that are going along are more my enemy than the really bad people.
Yes. Yes, that's the truth. They are. They're the reason that we're not rising up. The multiculturalism divided our people and our culture. But God damn it, it's still there. I mean, if you're the kind of person that could stand to watch little girls being raped, you're sick in your own head, in my opinion. I mean, if you didn't attack that just out of instinct, there's something wrong with you. I mean, it wasn't that many years ago. I mean, we were living under tyranny for sure, but man, it wasn't misery, and they were hiding it. But now they're throwing it out there in your face, and they're showing, I mean, weighing up coke. Crack cocaine while he's doing these things to these little girls. I mean, what article do I have to put up and do I have to discuss with you to piss you off enough or to make you angry enough or make you indigenous enough to stand up and kill these son of a bitches? They're only a handful. It's like a rabid dog. I'll take the fucker out back and put a bullet in his head. Won't you? Because I will. Anyways, guys, this has been, I mean, I'll decide. I'll look at the articles again tomorrow, and we'll decide what we're, you know, going to talk, what outrage that is being committed, you know, that we'll talk about. But shit, for as far as looking, I mean, knowing what the problem is, we know what the problem is. Knowing what the solution is, we know what the solution is. And just going over it and over it and over it. And see, look at what they're doing today. I mean, what's Hunter Biden got? What do they have to do to outrage you enough to raise the fucking sword, I guess, is the question. And with that, I'm going to call it a program. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, ponder that question. What would it take for you just to say, fuck this shit and go out the fucking door and go down fucking fighting? Or fucking take these son of a bitches out, because there ain't that goddamn many of them. And that is the word from the trenches.
Good to hear you, Henry.
I know it. Come on.